Everybody likes beer. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Everyone likes beer. What is beer? Well, the minute you say beer, people think alcohol. People think that it's an alcoholic drink. Well, there's root beer, and it's been around as long as beer has been around. And you don't think of root beer as alcoholic. And any other beers, the beer roots, all sorts of things. But we have preconceived notions on things in life. And because we have preconceived notions on things, then we misunderstand what's going on. Everyone likes beer. Now, when I said that, everybody's thought went to the alcoholic beer. And you can buy non-alcoholic beer, O'Doul's and others, that are quite lovely with the taste of the hops, the taste of all these other things that are so pleasant in the beer. And so, why is it that we want to jump to conclusions? Would you like a beer? Oh, no, I don't drink. Well, nobody asked you if you drank. You do drink water, don't you? You drink milk and you drink ice cream, you know, whatever it's melted. But you do drink. Don't go saying, I don't drink. Oh, no, my God, what do you think I am? Well, that's what you have to decide. If you have preconceived ideas in your consciousness about everything that comes up, as you do, then you lose half of the wonderful joys that are waiting for you. You lose half of the gifts. Now, tell me, if a 5-year-old boy came up to you and said, hey, you want a beer? You'd say, my God, what's that kid doing running around with an alcoholic beer, you know, giving out beer, you know, they shouldn't be fooling around with beer. And the kid says, hey, I got a whole case of it in my coaster here. Would you like one? They're cold, too. Well, we think to ourselves, where did you get it? Where did I get it? My allowance. I bought it. You bought beer with your allowance, and they sold it to you in the store? Well, of course. I go there all the time. I go every month when I get my allowance, I go in and I buy a case of beer. And you think to yourself, my goodness sakes, I have never heard of such a thing, selling beer to a child like that. What store do you go to? Oh, right here, right on the corner. You know, this merchant's a real nice person. He's a member of our church, and member of your church. My goodness. So you go over to the coaster, out of curiosity, and you look at the beer, and you find that it is root beer. Root beer? Oh, my God, I come down from the ceiling, you know. My goodness sakes, I had just the wrong impression. I'm thinking of the wrong idea. And we do that so often. We jump to these conclusions, and when we jump to conclusions, then things go bad for us. Yeah. How can we keep our balance and keep ourselves from jumping to conclusions? Well, we keep our balance and keep ourselves from jumping to conclusions by being in balance ourselves. Now, if a 2 or 3-year-old baby came toddling up to you, pulling its little coaster behind it, 2 or 3-year-old, you say, my God, that's a very fantastic baby. And they are fantastic. And offered you what he had in his wagon, and had a sign painted on it, you know, beer for my friends, you know. What's the first thing you'd think? Would you think this 3-year-old kid is going to have alcoholic beer to hand out? No. You're going to immediately think, hey, isn't that cute? He's got root beer, you know. And lo and behold, he's got real beer. He went into his dad's beer bin and took out a bunch of beer and put it in their coaster, and he's giving it around to the neighbors. Have you ever done that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. At our house, my dad, this is back in the early days, my dad bought cigarettes by the carton. By the carton. And he would have them in the in the dining room, in the lower part of the cabinet on the wall, built in for the china cabinet, and the first shelf was for miscellaneous things like that. There we had boxes of candy bars, we had cigars, cigarettes, and even some whiskey and things like that in there. And so when our friends would come over, and we were just young punk kids, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, we would get up on the chair and go up and bring down some cigarettes. And we'd give each kid a package of cigarettes. Now, they didn't smoke them, but they took them home to their dad or their mom. And their dad and mom says, "Where did you get that?" You know. And, "Oh, from Mr. Barley." "Did he give it to you?" "Well, it was his, and they were in the cabinet, and Junior gave them to me, or Howie gave them to me, or whatever, you know." And, "Well, I think Mr. Barley didn't intend for the children to have that, and it would be a very nice thing if you'd just take it back and go right to Mr. Barley and tell him I'm sorry and give it back to him." Well, many times the children didn't show it to their parents. They had to try it out. They had to go, you know, and light one and share it with their friends. And they saw how adults did, breathing deeply, you know, and they died. It was a good way to stop smoking before you even got busy. But you see, children don't normally do that. And we jump to conclusions. And adults don't normally do that either. How many people do you know that would go around offering a package of cigarettes to somebody? A cigarette, maybe, but not a package. And when a package is offered, you think, what is going on here? Because whether you like it or not, a package was 21 cents. Same as a gallon of gas. Package was 21 cents. And that was a lot of money. And the penny store was just down the street. And we could go down to the penny store and buy a handful of candy for a penny. Really. And I'm not trying to say the good old days. I'm just saying, relatively speaking, that's the way it was. Now, why would we jump to conclusions about things? Parents oftentimes see their children with cigarettes or something they shouldn't have, and they say, "Where did you steal that?" Well, they immediately plant in the child's mind the idea that anything that's ill-gotten must be stolen. Anything that you don't have a good answer for, it must be stolen. And this implants in the children's mind that to steal is okay, because it's expected that you steal. It's expected because the parents expect that you stole that. They don't expect, "How'd you come across that, you know? Who gave that to you? And, you know, where'd you pick up that? My goodness sakes, you know?" And you see, the honesty is something that is hard to come by, because it's not what we're taught. So we have to teach ourselves that today. We have to say, "I don't expect the worst out of everybody. I expect the best." Is that right? "I don't expect the worst out of everybody. I expect the best." Well, now, did somebody do something wrong? If that's what you expect, then you may find that they did that. Did somebody do something wrong? If that's not what you expect, you said, "My son would not steal. My son would not take anything that doesn't belong to him. He would rather die than have anything in his possession that is not his or was not rightfully given to him, but should make it his. You know, he would not want it. He would it would not burn a hole in his pocket. It would burn a hole in his heart, and he could not handle that." Because he was raised by parents who believed in him, by parents who trusted him, by parents who thought, "My son, if he says anything, you can set your watch by it. It's as true and honest as the day is long." And this is exactly where we want to be with ourselves. When anyone says to us, "Hey, Heinz, how do you feel today?" And I says, "I feel just wonderful." "Well, Heinz, you look sort of sad." "Well, yes, I did look sort of sad for a moment there, because I was thinking, how could I describe how wonderful I feel?" It's really very sad not to be able to describe how wonderful you feel. And so I said, well, Heinz, how wonderful do you feel? I feel that I could leap the highest mountain, and I could swim the deepest ocean, and I could travel around the world in an instant. Well, Heinz, why don't you do that? Well, come to think of it, I do do it. Every time I think a thought that puts me around the world, I'm around the world. Every time I think a thought that I'm swimming or doing whatever I'm doing, or that I'm writing an article and I'm getting it in the gist and it's all real nice and it's thoughtful and well said, great, 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 great. You see? This is what that's all about. Now, do you believe in yourself? If you don't, it's not unusual, because this is what we've come through in the generations that we've come through. And when we read these stories on television or newspaper or magazines or wherever they appear, and the child says, but Mom, I didn't do that. And the mother says, well, you've lied so often in the past, it's hard to believe you. Well, the mother probably expected the child to lie in the past, and so the child said they lied. You know, so if the child says, Mom, I didn't do that, and the mother says, son, if you tell me you didn't do that, I absolutely believe you. Without any doubt, I believe you. Now, let's get to the bottom of it so that you don't have that bad attitude by other people about you. And so they go out and they research what was wrong, where something was stolen or where something was broken. And you get blamed for breaking a window just because you're playing baseball. And you didn't do it. The window broke before you even hit the bat. And so you said, the window, I heard the crash before I even hit the bat. I had a pop fly, but I still didn't hit the window. Well, how did that happen? So they go around. All right. Mom, I did not break that window. And mother says, son, I know you did not break the window. Son, let's go over, knock on the door, and say, Mrs. Jones, I see your window's broken. May we see what caused the window to break? She said, come in, see the mess of glass all over the dining room. So you walk in there, and a big pane of window in the dining room is broken to smithereens all over the floor. And there, right in the middle of it, is a rock. And it's a rock that the boys were not playing baseball with, you know, they were playing baseball with a baseball. And tied to the rock was a piece of paper. And Mrs. Jones hadn't noticed that. See there? Well, what is that tied to the rock there? And so they went over to the rock and untied the string and took the paper off. And the rock said, I told you I'd get you. You didn't give me something on Halloween, and I told you I would get you. And then signed, John Paul. He actually signed it when he broke it like this here, John Paul. I kind of think that it might not have been John Paul, because he wouldn't be so stupid. But I know someone who doesn't like John Paul, who might have done that. And so they investigate. They've already exonerated the one boy who was batting, because it wasn't his ball. And then they check and they check, and then they find someone who didn't like John Paul very well at all. And they went to him, and they said, you know, you almost caused my son to be blamed for the rock you threw at the window. What do you mean the rock I threw at the window? Well, it had your name on the sheet of paper that was in there, and it said that you were going to get John Paul. No, I didn't. I said something. Aha! You said it different. But you give the information, making them think of that. We watched Bewitched. And what happened to all of the drawings and all of the information on the advertising programs?
A different name on it.
They all came up with the boss's name on it. Now, is that impossible?
No.
Not at all. Did he think of that at first?
Yeah.
Yes. That was his intention at first. And then he got angry and lost his imagination.
Yeah.
Yes. We live in a wonderful world, and we can start to believe in ourselves, and we can start to like ourselves, we can start to feel good about ourselves. But always remember, believe 100% in yourself. Because if you don't, somebody's going to find an opportunity to throw a stone in your name that you don't want thrown. So, my beloveds, instant illumination, it's always ours. Enjoy it now and always, and know I love you, I love you,
I love you.
I love you.